Good morning. My guest this morning is Gary Carnevale from Outwatch Wine Country's LGBTQI Film Festival. Good morning, Gary.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, this film festival is happening on November 6th through the 8th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Films for Us is the operating title. So talk about it.
We've got a great slate of films, 8 total, 2 documentaries and 6 narratives. We'll kick off Friday, November 6th, with the VIP reception, and then How to Win at Checkers Every Time, which is a great narrative film from Thailand.
That's great.
And then Saturday, November 7th, we've got a full slate of films starting at noon. From This Day Forward, a great documentary about a trans man and coming out to his family. And then at 2:15, we've got The Surface, a narrative film about a young man who finds an 8mm camera at a garage sale and has some footage that he's learning editing with and learns about the family that he purchased the camera from. And then Alto at 4:30, a sort of mob lesbian comedy drama. And then All About E at 8 p.m., which is a great film from Australia, sort of a caper film. And then we've got a dance party at 10 o'clock.
That's going to be a great evening.
Yeah. Live Spins by Lori Z and Beer and Wine. We've got some nice parties. On into Sunday, 2 for 1, which is a Canadian trans drama, or comedy, sorry. That's just really enjoyable. Liz in September, which is a film from Venezuela, Spanish subtitles at 2 p.m. And then we're having ice cream social at 3:30.
Of course.
Right.
What else would you do on Sunday afternoon?
Yes. And even a little champagne from Iron Horse Vineyards. They did a great rainbow cuvee that they've donated. And Sweet Treats from Mustache Baked Goods in Healdsburg. Then at 4:30, our closing night film, Real in the Closet, a great documentary by North Bay filmmaker Stu Maddox about LGBT home movies and the movement around the country to preserve them, because all film deteriorates over time. Home films from as far back as the 1930s, showing LGBT folks all over the country.
Fantastic. This must not have been easy film footage to get hold of. How did you collect this group of films?
We go to film festivals. Luckily, nearby in San Francisco, there is the largest LGBT film festival in the world, Frameline, which happens at the end of June. They show some 300 films from all over the world. We sort of start there, and then we do our research and get screeners from other filmmakers and look at films and try to get something for everyone, because ours is a diverse community.
Just the idea of opening your festival with a film about Checkers from Thailand. Seems like you had to go quite far afield to get hold of that film.
Right. We don't want people to be afraid of subtitles. It's easy just to see films in English. But these are some of the best films that we screened and we were able to make a part of the film festival.
And I take it this is going to be a yearly event, is it?
It is. We're in our second year officially as Outwatch. The two first years, they were just film events. We've grown to 3 days and 8 films.
Great. Gary, thanks very much for telling us about Outwatch, Wine Country's LGBTQI Film Festival. It's November 6th through the 8th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information, here's the telephone number, 225-1302. Online, it's outwatchfilmfestival.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.